That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, if you or some member of your family is bothered with a headache right now, or if an annoying headache occasionally threatens to ruin your day, remember reliable Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer for really fast relief from that headache. Just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it, and see how quickly it brings you the headache relief you want. Because Alka-Seltzer is already in solution when you drink it, it's ready to go right to work to bring relief from that headache. Now, don't forget, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from a headache. So the next time you or some member of your family has a headache, try Alka-Seltzer. Be sure to get some from your druggist and have it on hand. Buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Remember, an extra package on the side keeps a home well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Yesterday, it looked as though Abner was going to have quite a bit of trouble proving he was a married man, which is one of the provisions in the will of the late Mr. Donnelly. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot-'em-Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, Abner, it's you. Granny's in. I'm glad you finally got here.
Hey, howdy, Lum.
Well, hurry up and tell me. How'd you make out with Elizabeth? You get things fetched up?
Well, I finally talked her into not separating me.
Good.
She decided to forgive me for whatever it was she got so riled up about. Dogus, has that woman got a temper.
Well, I'm glad you got it all straightened out. But did you find the marriage license?
No, sir. We looked high and low, and it just ain't there.
Oh, me, that's a fine howdy-do. Lose your marriage license.
Well, I know we had one. Had it framed. Hung there in a setting room for years.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Right under Grandpa's picture there.
It must be over there somewhere.
Well, if it is, I don't know where it's at. That house looks like a cyclone's hit it where we tore things up looking for it.
Well, who taking it down off in the wall?
Old Elizabeth, 2 or 3 years ago, got that cleaning and taking it down, put it away, she says. Got tired of looking at it, I reckon.
You don't reckon she throwed it away, do you?
No, she says she recollects hiding it somewhere. She can't think where, though. Doggy, she's worse than a pet coon about hiding stuff and then never can recollect where she puts it.
Well, it's just worth $100,000 to you, though. You can't inherit that money less than you can prove you're married.
Well, can't we just go ahead and send that slip in anyway?
Well, you can send it in, but it's got to be swore to before a notary public.
Well, you're the notary public. You know I'm married. Don't see why you can't just go ahead and put your seal on it.
I know you're married, Abner, but I daresn't take them chances. See, when I put my notary public seals on there, I've got to have proof of what I'm swearing to.
Well, you said just a while ago that you saw the license yourself.
I have, but I can't sign this without having the license right here in front of me.
Oh, scared.
Suppose they come down here to investigate it. Come in here and say, Mr. Edwards, what proof have you got that Mr. Peabody's married? What would I say?
Well, you could tell them about my daughter, little Pearl.
Yeah, but she ain't here. She's clean up in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, you've got to have something tangible.
Well, let's get one. How much do they cost?
Abner, tangible just means something definite, concrete.
I don't care what they're made out of. I just want to know how much they cost, see if I can afford it. Well, here, what am I worrying about the money for? I'm going to get $100,000. Go ahead and order one, Lum. Get one for yourself, too.
Abner, I ain't got time to explain to you what tangible is, but the whole thing boils down to the fact that you've got to have that license. Or I'd have to have it before I could notary public anything.
Well, couldn't you just say that you saw the license personal? You know you have.
Yeah, but what if they'd say they wanted to see it? Then what?
I don't know. What?
Well, I'd have to tell them it's lost, and then they might get me for perjury and obtaining money under false pretenses and using the mail to defraud. Well, I'd say you'd have me in the penitentiary so quick it'd make your head swim. My head swim.
It would, huh?
Sure.
Well, with all the money I'm going to get, Lum, I could spring you.
No, you couldn't. This notary public is serious business, Abner. See, you're messing with the U.S. of A. Giverman, I think.
Well, doggy, I don't want to get you in no trouble with them.
Well, I don't either. That's the reason I'm refusing to sign it.
Yeah, well, Lum, I never knowed all that.
Abner, I'd love to help you the worst way, you know that. But that's one reason they take a notary public's word for everything. They know he always tells the truth. He's got to. Swears to do it when he takes the office.
He does, huh?
Oh, yeah. Us notaries is all working for the same great cause, honesty and truth and all that junk. Anywhere you find a notary public, you'll find an honest, upright citizen.
You will, huh?
Yeah. When I meet a stranger and he shows me his notary public seal, I know right then he's all right. At least 100%.
Is that what you fellas do when you meet, show one another your seal?
Well, sure, just like a lodge. Elks, for instance, all show one another their teeth.
Their teeth?
Yeah, carry them around on their watch fobs.
Well, for the land sake, I always thought an elk was something like a deer.
Well, they are.
Well, deers don't carry watches long.
Deers don't, but elks does. Elks is human.
You mean people?
Well, sure. It's a lodge. You've heard of the Elks Lodge, undoubtedly.
Well, yeah, but I never seen one of them.
Now, that drummer that calls on us out here, he's a elk.
He is. Well, he looks just like anybody else, don't he?
Well, of course he does.
How do you know he's an elk?
Of course, I've seen his tooth on his watch fob.
Do they all wear their teeth on their watch fob?
Well, they're supposed to. Or wait, not their teeth. They wear a elk's tooth.
Huh?
They wear a elk's tooth just like notary publics has got seals.
Oh, well, wait a minute, then. I believe I've got an ID. Maybe I can get him to sign this thing.
Who?
That drummer.
Well, he ain't no notary public. Ain't even got a seal.
Well, couldn't he use that tooth?
Oh, for goodness sakes, no.
Well, Lom, if he can't help us, why did you bring his name up first?
Abner, will you just drop the whole thing? I ought to know better than to try to explain anything to you in the first place. The thing you better be concerned with is that marriage license.
Well, I am, Lom. What are we going to do about it?
I can't do nothing till you find it. I told you that.
You mean if I don't never find it, I won't get that $100,000?
Not unless you find some other way to give definite proof. If we just had the preacher here that married you and Elizabeth, we could get him to swear to it.
We weren't married by no preacher, a notary public, or a justice of the peace done.
Where was you married?
In Wells Point, Texas.
Reckon you could wire the justice of the peace to come up here?
Oh, I ain't got no idea if he's still living, Mom. He was an old man then, and that's been 40-some-odd years ago.
Well, that illuminates that.
There ought to be some. Well, Elizabeth was there. Can't you take her word for it?
No, it's got to be some outsider. She's one of the defendants in the case. Or she's, well, it's got to be somebody else. Who else was at the wedding besides you and her?
No, me, I forgot. I think the Justice of the Peace's wife was there. She stood up with us, I believe.
Maybe we could get her.
Oh, me, no. I don't recollect their names or nothing, Mom. Besides, they'd both be over 100 year old.
Weren't nobody else there, huh? None of your folks?
No, no. See, we loped.
Loped?
Yeah, Elizabeth brung the ladder over to my place there and we loped.
Elizabeth brung the ladder over to your place?
Yeah, well, the first night I taken it over to her place and I wasn't strong enough to raise the thing up, so the next night she brung it over to our place.
That's just dandy.
See, we lived in a one-story house. You didn't have to lift it.
Oh, I see.
Got the justice of the peace out of bed in the middle of the night and got him to tie the knot. Surprise everybody.
Well, if you just knowed all the trouble it was going to cause. Next time you get married, Abner, be sure and have a bunch of witnesses and stuff.
I ain't going to get married no more.
Wait a minute. Hi, Grannies, I believe you give me an idea there.
Huh?
Yes, sir, I believe that'll fix things up, Abner.
Now, wait just a minute, Lum. What'll fix things up?
You and Elizabeth get married.
Well, we're done married.
Yeah, but you can get married over again, and then we'll have proof of it.
Well, Lum, I don't...
Why, sure, Grannies, why didn't I think of this before? I'm justice of the peace, and you can get the license, and I can preform the ceremony myself. I'll give you the short one, I know.
Well, I don't know where Elizabeth is Stanford or not. She ain't got over the first one yet.
She wants that $100,000 same as you do, don't she?
Yeah, but I don't know where she'd marry me now or not, Lum. See, I ain't as nice a looking feller now as I was when we got married before. I believe I've aged a little.
Yeah, she could do better. It ain't no question about
I
that.
I believe she could, yeah.
Oh, well, you ain't gonna have to pre-post to her or nothing like that. Just tell her it's for business reasons.
That's what I told her before.
Yeah, go ahead and call her up and tell her to get ready and we can have the wedding this afternoon. Get that affidavit onto them lawyers right today.
Well, don't you think you better talk to her, Lum, sort of explain it?
No, I ain't going to do it. You can explain it to her, all right. Remember that old saying, speak for yourself, John.
Huh?
Hurry up, go ahead.
Well, I'll try it, all right. Anything one time.
Yeah, just tell her that we've got to have a marriage license before we can make out this affidavit that you're married, so you'll have to have a little ceremony over here at the store, or over at the house, if she'd rather.
Yeah, and tell her I'm John, huh?
No, don't tell her that.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth? Have you found a marriage license yet? Uh-huh. Well, I think we're going to have to get married all over again. Lom said so.
Oh, don't tell her I said so.
Tell him what? Why, Elizabeth Peabody.
I don't want to hear it.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking so fast, I can't hear you. Oh, he don't mean nothing like that. No, he says he's got to have a marriage license so we can prove we're married and get that $100,000. Well, it ain't going to hurt us to get married twice, Elizabeth. No ladder this time.
Oh, no, never done you any good the first time.
Well, it just ties a knot that much tighter. Oh, this afternoon... Well, you won't have to fix up none.
Oh, sure, to put on some shoes, Ed.
Well, yeah.
Tell her to half-sole them, too. Them look like spats she's wearing.
Yeah, well, put a little flour on your face, some vanilla extract or something.
Artificial flavoring and coloring.
Yeah, I'll run into the county seat and get the license, and then Lama and me will come over there, and he can tie the knot.
She can rosy up her cheeks with pokeberries.
I'll buy the license this time. You want it dead right? Well, he's a justice of the peace. Oh. Well, I don't think we'd have to go to all that bother, Elizabeth. You do, huh? Yeah, I know you said if you had it to do over again. Yeah, what? Oh, my goodness. Now, Elizabeth, I don't... Yeah, but Elizabeth...
I lost me in trouble.
Yes. All right, Elizabeth, anything you say. Yes, honey. Goodbye.
Is she going to do it?
She sure is.
Well, good.
But she says it ain't going to be dead by no justice of the peace. She's going to have a big church wedding, send out invites, have flower girls, and I don't know what all.
Oh, me, there went my $3 fee.
And what's more, I've got to take her to Niagara Falls on a honeymoon.
Well, what does Lum think of his simple little plan now? Will Abner have to spend all his fortune before he ever gets it?